Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
I think there's no doubt that we see fewer and fewer of them every summer. I'm talking about monarch butterflies that were such a staple of our childhood in this area. This is Chicago's Afternoon News. I'm Lisa Dent. Steve Bertrand, Kevin Mary, we're all here. Thanks for being a part of the show. Stuart Pym is on the phone, an ecologist at Duke University. How badly have the numbers in this area of monarch butterflies dwindled, or even if you could give us the numbers across North America?
Well, you know, there used to be millions of them, maybe tens of millions of them. There are two groups of them. One winters in California. The other goes to a very special patch of forest in Mexico. And for both of those populations, the numbers have come crashing down. And I think, as you pointed out, we're all aware that the butterflies that so enrich our lives are far fewer than in the past.
And Stuart, is the habitat in Mexico worse off, or is it here in North America where they're struggling?
Well, it's a combination of both. I mean, the extraordinary thing about this iconic butterfly is that it migrates. I mean, it does a huge journey, you know, going from Canada through the Midwest, down through Mexico. It's a very, very long journey. And so it's vulnerable everywhere. It's vulnerable in its wintering habitat in Mexico, and it's vulnerable along the journey. So, you know, to be able to save it, and I do think we can, we have to take care of it, you know, everywhere.
What happens if monarch butterflies disappear?
Well, you know, I think I've never met anybody who doesn't love butterflies. I mean, they enrich our lives. You know, I go walking in the morning, and when I see butterflies, everybody's happy to see them. Our world would be a less rich place if we didn't have butterflies. And so, you know, we need to do something about that.
But do they have a certain place in the chain? Would it trigger other issues?
Well, I think it's more a reflection of what we've done to our environment. I think we probably all remember a time when our crops, our agricultural fields were full of weeds. They were full of things other than, you know, wheat and barley and corn. And with modern agriculture, we've made those fields clean, as it were. We've used herbicides. We've used other agricultural practices. So a butterfly that's migrating across your wheat field no longer finds milkweeds growing in that field, and it's, I think, very largely those massive increases in the efficiency of our agriculture that have been so harmful to monarch butterflies, and indeed to many other species of butterflies too.
Stuart Pym is an ecologist at Duke University. We're talking about the beloved monarch butterfly. You're right. We all, you know, break out a smile. We're happy when we see them.
Yep.
I know a lot of people in the past couple of weeks, because it's been discussed on this radio station, we're talking about planting milkweed because, of course, that's, you know, what has been eradicated through agriculture. But what about the pesticides and the things that we use in the suburbs of Chicago to keep our yards green and to keep weeds and all of that type of stuff down? Does that play a part, too?
Well, yeah, and that's where I think we can change our behavior. There's a wonderful society. I'm not associated with it, but I'm a big fan. It's called the Xerces Society. That's with an X, XERCES.org. And they have kits that will allow us to plant, you know, native species in our gardens. You know, I'm not a fan of lawns. I'm a fan of seeing at least part of my garden, in fact, for me, it's a large part of my garden, planted in native species. So I think there are things that we can do, and we can use these kits from the society, that will bring back that sort of diversity of wildflowers that themselves enrich our lives. I think it's a mindset. We need to, on the scale that we can make on a garden by garden, to bring nature back.
So the International Union for the Conservation of Nature added the migrating monarch butterfly for the first time to its red list of threatened species and categorized it as endangered, which is two steps from extinct. Do you think it should be on the endangered species list?
Oh, yes. I think the decision that my colleagues at IUCN have made is exactly the right one. We know that the numbers of butterflies have decreased precipitously. I think this is a very well-studied insect. We know a lot about it, and I think the IUCN decision was exactly the right one.
Thank you so much, Stuart, for joining us. We appreciate your expertise. Coming up, Steve has your news from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom on 720 WGN.
Chicago's very own WGN.